Hello, you're listening to the Academic Writing Podcast, brought to you by the Higher School of Economics. My name's Kenny.
And I'm Emily, and today we'll be talking about time expressions.
Now you'll hear Emily read a text about a murder trial in London. To check your comprehension of this text, answer the question, for what crime was the suspect arrested?
The forthcoming murder trial at the British Crown Court is expected to last several weeks until the judge has made his final decision. Police interrogation of witnesses is still ongoing, but we have as yet not been informed of any new information regarding the case. In the summer of 2011, the criminal was detained as a suspect in the successive murder of three men at different locations around South London, but subsequently escaped from custody. Eventually, he was caught by police in November of last year and has been awaiting his trial in prison ever since. He is said to be a drifter of no permanent abode, originally from the Czech Republic, and so a simultaneous translation of the court proceedings was required for his benefit. Should the defendant be convicted, it is the judge who will decide whether or not to assign his punishments concurrently or consecutively. This type of crime is a real example of the dangers that face contemporary society in this day and age. The spokesman for the Crown Court was temporarily unavailable for comment.
Now we'll present the vocabulary from today's podcast. Our first word is concurrent. Concurrent means occurring or happening at the same time. It's an adjective, and an example is, many of the arguments that fueled this Canadian debate mirrored those of the concurrent debate in U.S. political and strategic circles.
You could also use it in the context of the following example. You could say, the concurrent existence of pan-Hispanic, Mexican national, and regional Mexican identities reaffirms that assimilation and cultural change is not a simple, linear, or start-to-finish process.
And Emily, can you say something about the register of this word? Where do we usually have it occurring?
Well, I would say in a more high sense. I'd use it in academic writing. I wouldn't really talk about it if we were just having a casual conversation.
So I think its register is basically limited to more formal speech
and academic research.
Or writing, yeah. Just a note, one more meaning possible for this adjective, concurrent, is in agreement with other things. For example, the study's findings are concurrent with earlier research on the topic.
Again, that word was concurrent. The next word in our list is contemporary, which means either belonging to the same time or belonging to the present time. So you could say, a contemporary of Shakespeare, Sir Francis Bacon, was an English judge and an author.
Yes, and it's important to note there that in that sense, contemporary is a noun. That a contemporary, we don't have to say a contemporary author or writer. Francis Bacon was a contemporary. But contemporary is also, in that same meaning, an adjective sometimes. For example, the Battle of Marathon is the first battle of which history has preserved for us a contemporary account of the relative numbers of the contending armies, their positions before the battle, and the precise location of the conflict. That contemporary account was written by Herodotus. Of course, he doesn't belong to our time, he belongs to that time. He was contemporary to the battle.
You know, you could use it in lots of different ways. Like you could say contemporary art or contemporary ballet.
Yeah, as we said, the second possibility for contemporary means belonging to the present time, our time. For example, ironically, philosophy of contemporary international politics turns the common wisdom upside down. War is not an extension of politics. Politics is an extension of war.
Again, that word was contemporary.
Our third word is eventual. Eventual is often used also as an adverb, eventually. Eventual means happening or existing later, after an effort or problem, happening at the end of a period of time or a process. For example, his mistakes led to his eventual dismissal.
Or you could say, it is impossible to predict what the eventual outcome will be.
And I think it's important to note that the key context for this word is after some sort of effort. There was an effort, and then in the end, there was a consequence.
Yeah, like you could say, eventually we got to the station after a long and difficult journey.
Mm-hmm. Or the workers stayed overtime on Saturday night, and eventually the project was finished.
Again, that word was eventual. Our fourth word for today is forthcoming. This means something which is happening soon, or it can also mean somebody who's willing to give you information about something. So, for example, you could say, the forthcoming elections in the United States are the subject of intense international discussion and media attention.
With the current state budget projections, significant help from the state government will not be forthcoming. I think we should note here that forthcoming is often used in the media. I think that's in the United States, at least. This is not something that is standard register. It's generally used in the news.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely, in England, personally, we wouldn't talk about it when we were just having a conversation. It's definitely the register for the media.
Yeah, one other note. The way that it's used in normal conversation has a slightly different meaning. It means, as an adjective, not willing to give information. So the suspect was arrested and was not very forthcoming with police.
Again, our word for today was forthcoming.
The next word is ongoing. Ongoing means continuing to exist or develop. For example, the police investigation is ongoing.
Or you would say, unfortunately, the ongoing destruction of peat swamp forests mean that such research will soon be impossible.
You can use this as something that has been happening for a long time.
Or that something which has required quite a lot of effort to get there.
Yeah, I think another example here would be, all forms of government have failed Europeans at one time or another, and the ongoing financial crisis indicates that systematic failure is not beyond the bounds of possibility even now. It's important to note that we often use ongoing as an adjective with investigations, research,
Things or projects.
Yeah, things that require effort. Once again, this word is ongoing.
Our sixth word for today is simultaneous. This means something which is happening or done at the same time. And I think it's important for us to note here that because of my British background, I would pronounce this word as simultaneous. But Kenny, how would you pronounce it?
The I in American English is different in this word. We say simultaneous. Simultaneous.
Okay, fine. Well, in context of a sentence, I think we would say something like this. Because they were using a file-sharing system, the engineers sometimes found that two team members were making simultaneous revisions to different copies of the same file.
Another example would be, even educated people can be surprisingly reluctant to accept simultaneous events as coincidence.
Further example of this is, these changes together reflect the waning of the post-World War II global hierarchy and the simultaneous dispersal of global power.
Once more, our word is simultaneous. The next word is subsequent. Subsequent means happening after something else. For example, subsequent events confirmed our initial doubts.
Yes, another example is, developments on this issue will be dealt with in a subsequent report.
Subsequent means happening at some time after a first event. It doesn't necessarily mean happening immediately afterwards. We don't specify how long the time was.
Yeah, so for example, from the text, it says that the defendant subsequently escaped from custody, which means that after he was held in the police station, he managed to escape. So we're not talking about immediately at a specific time after the event, but at just some point in the future.
And subsequent is often used as an adverb, subsequently, just like in the text. Once again, this word is subsequent.
Our eighth word for today is successive. This means something which is happening immediately after something else. We can compare this to the word that we were talking about earlier, subsequently. And this, in context, means something which happens immediately after something else, specifically just after the event.
Right. Or another way to think about successive is, often, but not always, two successive things are the same kind of unit. For example, two successive leaders. They're both leaders, and they occur in sequence.
Okay, so an example of this is the following sentence. Poland achieved independence in 1918 after a long period of partition, and then, in World War II, suffered successive invasions from Hitler's and Stalin's armies. So in this sense, successive is used as two invasions, which are two like things.
The invasions happened almost without stop, that it was one invasion, then another. Another example with successive is, there has been low rainfall for two successive years. Notice, there's no break between these two. One year, then the other.
Again, that word was successive.
Our ninth word is temporary. Temporary means not for a long period or not permanent. For example, Camp Gordon was constructed during America's rush to mobilize during World War I and was one of the 16 temporary military training camps that were developed to prepare U.S. soldiers for war.
So, in this sense, temporary military training camp means something that won't be there for very long.
Right, they were there for just a few months while they trained the soldiers, and then they took them away.
Exactly. Another example of this is, the city of New York supports several social institutions which provide temporary accommodation to those actively seeking employment. So, in this sentence, temporary accommodation means accommodation that will not last them forever.
Right, only for the time period when you don't have work, but you're trying to find work. And another collocation of this often is used with medicine. When you read the labels on medicine, it often talks about temporary side effects as opposed to long-term side effects.
And this means that the problem will go away eventually and it won't be permanent.
Once again, this word is temporary.
Our final word in this list for today is permanent. This means something for a long period of time and something which is not temporary. So, for example, the accident has not done any permanent damage to the car.
In another context, the gallery hosts various exhibitions as well as a permanent collection. So in that sentence you can see the exhibitions last for maybe 1 week, 1 month, but the collection is always there. It doesn't change.
Also, you can talk about somebody who has a permanent or a fixed address, and it's also referred to as a permanent abode.
Mm-hmm. Permanent address, permanent residency, permanent blindness from some injury. Anything else? Any other phrases?
Well, you could talk about it in terms of hairstyles in the 1960s, when people used to get what was called a permanent. It's shortened to a perm in English colloquial speech.
Mm-hmm. And it's the same in the United States, too.
Ah, right, okay. And, well, it just means a hairstyle that you can't wash out, and it's sort of tight curls. It looks very nice.
Right, it lasts for a long time. And mm-hmm. That's another piece of meaning with permanent. Not likely to change.
Mm-hmm. So, for example, regular and permanent physical activity practices are lower in the lower income and less educated population. Our final word for today was permanent. Now Kenny is going to read the text that I read earlier, slowly. Try to look out for the relevant vocabulary over the words that we've covered earlier.
The forthcoming murder trial at the British Crown Court is expected to last several weeks, until the judge has made his final decision. Police interrogation of witnesses is still ongoing, but we have as yet not been informed of any new information regarding the case. In the summer of 2011, the criminal was detained as a suspect in the successive murders of three men at different locations around South London, but he subsequently escaped from custody. Eventually, he was caught by police in November of last year and has been awaiting his trial in prison ever since. He is said to be a drifter of no permanent abode, originally from the Czech Republic, and so a simultaneous translation of the court proceedings was required for his benefit. Should the defendant be convicted, it is the judge who will decide whether or not to assign his punishments concurrently or consecutively. This type of crime is a real example of the dangers that face contemporary society in this day and age. The spokesman for the Crown Court was temporarily unavailable for comment.
Now let's take a look at the list of vocabulary that we've learnt today. The first word is concurrent.
Contemporary.
Eventual.
Forthcoming.
Ongoing.
Simultaneous.
Subsequent.
Successive.
Temporary.
Permanent. Now we'll give you four questions to check your memory with some of these words. The first word. What adjective would you use to describe something that is happening now or continuing to exist and develop? Ongoing.
What word would you use to describe two events or actions which are occurring at the same time? Simultaneous.
What word would you use to name a person who lived at the same time as another person? Contemporary.
What word is used to describe something which occurs after an effort or a problem? eventual.
Thanks for listening. This has been the Academic Writing Podcast from the Higher School of Economics. I'm Kenny from the United States.
And I'm Emily from the United Kingdom. You can find our PDF files and our podcasts on the website academics.hse.ru/podcasts.
Bye.